USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke as he was returning to the White House after his vacation. He tried to reassure people about the economy after a huge swing on Wall Street last week.
I don't see a recession. I mean, the world is in a recession right now.
The president's top economic advisors also tried to calm fears of a recession.
Well, I tell you what, I sure don't see a recession.
Larry Kudlow pointed to a strong retail and low unemployment as signs the economy remains strong.
We should not be afraid of optimism. I don't know what it is. Everybody wants to talk about pessimism.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, trade advisor Peter Navarro also rejected any talk of a pending recession.
What I'm seeing, looking at all the macro tea leaves, is a very strong Trump economy and bullish stock market through 2020 and beyond.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The U.S. envoy, who's negotiating an end to the war in Afghanistan, says the talks need to be sped up after a suicide bomber killed 63 people at a wedding on Saturday in Kabul. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg, appearing on CNN's State of the Union, says it's time for the U.S. to depart.
Leaving Afghanistan is the one thing that the right, the left, the Taliban, the government, and the international community all agree on. So the real question here is, are we going to leave well or are we going to leave poorly? To do it right, we need to make sure we get the basic assurances about counterterrorism that we need and that the Afghan government is on the table so that there's a formula for stability.
Tips from the public have led to the arrests of three men who had the profiles of a would-be shooter, one from Connecticut, one in Ohio, and also one in Florida. James Patrick Reardon was arrested when his ex-girlfriend turned over text messages to the police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Not very many people went out to the theaters to see a movie over the weekend. Running down the top 10, The Good Boys at number 1, grossing $21 million. Number 2, Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw at $14 million. Number 3, Disney's remake of The Lion King at $11 million. Number 4, The Angry Birds Movie Number 2, grossing $10.5 million. Number 5, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark at $10.1 million. Coming in at number 6, 47 Meters Down, Uncaged, a shark movie, at $9 million. Number 7, Dora and the Lost City of Gold, grossing $8.5 million. Number 8, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, sliding down, it comes in at $7.6 million. Blinded by the Light is number 9, with $4.5 million. And The Art of Racing in the Sun, a doggy movie, grossing $4.4 million over the weekend. More than 1,000 pounds of marijuana, carefully wrapped in plastic, was recovered near Santa Catalina Island. The Coast Guard reported the find. The Daily News says the Coast Guard received a tip and gathered up about 43 bales of pot, which was worth about $1 million. Federal officials are investigating where it came from. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.